Somebody say fire! Shout fire! Shout fire!
Serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. God is on your side. Miracle is on your side. Glory is on your side.
The blind sees, lame walks, power released. This is the voice of fire. Revealing Jesus, releasing destinies with Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
All right. So the Bible says after a while, his hair began to grow. In other words, the glory began to grow, began to come back. Your glory shall be restored this morning. Let me hear that amen like thunder. Tell someone, my glory shall be restored this morning. In the name of Jesus. Say it again, my glory shall be restored this morning. Uncommon testimonies have been coming in from the fire night. Uncommon testimonies. Mighty, mighty testimonies. Your own testimony will manifest in this service. Uncommon testimonies have been coming in, and I see you having a testimony that will shock people. How many of you know there are some things you tell people? They say, are you sure? Have you had that kind of testimony? I beg, say something else. There are dimensions people see, and I like that kind of dimension. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 11, it says, I will do a work in your time that the ears of them that hear shall tingle. I like an unction. Listen, I like a manifestation that causes debate. Listen, let's investigate this thing very well. I like that kind of unction, not normal. See what happened? See, after the service, 2 weeks later, I got married. See, were you engaged before? He said, no. Did you meet him? I just met the man after the service. The next 1 week, he went to see my people. The other week, we were married. I said, Are you following what I'm saying? When the lady gave testimony that one of her twins that was a fibroid turned back to a child, I know somebody there will be analyzing it medically. Medically speaking, this is not normal. It is lucrebious. It is a Bismarck Disma. It is sardonic, australopathic. He said, no, it's not normal. We have to examine this thing through a microscopic process. Biologically, maybe there was something just reacting in the system. But with God, all things are possible. Your own possibility manifests this morning.
Amen.
Let's receive our tithe this morning. Those who don't. Your spirit is moving right here tonight, as the prophet said it would be, right here in our midst. There is a mighty elevation of the glory of the Lord.
Glory.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost.
Apollos can quote Bible from back to back. When Apollos carries the Bible, the Bible says that Apollos will minister and people will be shocked. But there was something lacking. Apollos did not have the spirit. That was when Paul saw that Apollos was going like that with so much depth. Paul carried Apollos and imparted the spirit. That you know the letter, does not mean you know the word. You are only confirmed to know the word when you do what the word says. He said, they shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? The truth shall what? Make! The truth does not set free. Make is a process. Make is what? It's a process. But to be set free is an instant thing. It means that once you know the truth, you are free. No. They shall know the truth, and the truth shall make. This truth that they know shall lead them to doing that truth, and they shall be free. So making is a process. Setting free is automatic. You don't just know the Bible and you are free. No. The letter, kill it. The Spirit giveth life. The truth shall make. God said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In other words, as you follow me, I will take you through the process of becoming fishers of men. So I'd like you to understand, don't just have head knowledge. Have heart knowledge. And heart knowledge is known by your ability to do the word. Tell somebody, do the word. I'm saying it because many of us come to church every Sunday. If you are looking for yet, if you want to employ secretaries in church, come to church. You want to employ secretaries in any company, come to church. Because they know how to take notes. You are looking for a place where people can take notes, it's church. Notes that they will never implement and they will never use. The Bible said the Berean Christians were more noble. Acts 17:11. The Berean Christians were more noble than the Christians in Thessalonica. Why? They received the word of God with all readiness of heart, and they went back home to check if those things were so. As they went back home after service, they sat down. All the places the man of God quoted and read, they began to go through it and compare it to the point one by one, and they took it into their spirit and it became part of them. They look at their life and they check their life. This is what this man says. Am I guilty? This one says, am I guilty? They began to compare and align themselves with the word of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and Acts, that's in Acts, verse 8 and 9. Chapter 3, 1 and 2, verse 8 and 9. Now Peter and John, somebody say now. Shout it loud. Say now. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried daily, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. 8 and 9. And he, leaping up, walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Tell somebody, my story must change. Please remove the echo in this microphone, please. Story must change. Say that louder. My story must change. The Bible says that there was a man that was lame. I'd like to make us understand certain things before I tell us how to change stories. This man was lame. He had an issue on ground. May I say this to you? No matter how well dressed you appear this morning, there is an issue. Issues are universal. Issues are national. There are people today in position of authority, people in government, people who hold power. But when they open their mouth to explain things to you, you don't desire to be like them. Am I speaking to somebody now? A man was in his car and he was in a convoy of cars, and he had security around him, and people were looking at him and desiring him. And the man said to one of his aides, he said, if only they knew I have few months to live. Few months to live. Everyone walking on the face of the earth has what? An issue. If you don't agree that you have an issue, that is already an issue. And that issue is a bigger issue. Am I speaking to somebody? When you say to yourself, I don't have problem, it's a sign that your problem is maximal. Because if you look at your life, there is something that you need God to do. If you look at your home and your marriage, and there is something you are not just happy about, and you are believing God to change it, I am agreeing with you by faith that today that issue must change. I said that story must change. Story must change. Let me tell five people, my story must change. My story must change. My story must change. My story must change. Take your seat. The Bible says, you see, I can go on and on and talk about foundation. The first thing the Bible says is that the man was lame from his mother's womb. Stories become terrible when they are connected to foundation. That's the first thing I'd like you to know. Stories become terrible when they are connected to foundation. The man was lame from his mother. He was born like that. When you have a problem that is traceable to your hometown, a problem that is connected to your mother, connected to your father, connected to a brother or a sister, the affliction becomes maximal. But I make a decree, in the name that's above every name, by the reason of this Sunday morning service, you are free from foundational bondage. I say you are free from that bondage. You are free from that attack. You are free from that trouble. Hey. You are free from that disease. Hey. You are free from that affliction. Hey. You are free from that problem. Hey. You don't serve a dead God. Hey. You serve a mighty God. Hey. It's the same yesterday. Hey. It's the same today. Hey. It's the same forever. Hey. God says yes. Hey. Man can say no.
No.
God lifts you up.
Hey.
Man can bring you down.
No.
God is on your side. 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 We are shouting yes. Somebody say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every ungodly foundation.
Every ungodly foundation.
Frustrating my life.
Frustrating my life.
Break! Break! Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Break!
Every ungodly foundation.
Every ungodly foundation.
Frustrating my life.
Frustrating my life.
Break!
Frustrating
my life.
What shall the, no, now that tells you, is if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? He is righteous, he is living holy, he is pure, but because he has a foundational trouble, that is why even some virgins who have never defiled themselves cannot get married. Pure, but foundation. When you have a foundational problem, it will stop you from going to heaven.
Maybe your mother was a witch, or your mother went to idols, or there's a witch in the family. It will stop you from making heaven. You will go to heaven when you die, or when you are raptured. But if you make this world to be hard, you will not go to hellfire, but you will go through earth fire. And you know something? There is a way you will go through hardness in this life. If you are not careful, you can miss heaven. Now, can you see it bounces back again? There's a way a man will go through hardness in this life. And before you know it, people begin to suggest certain things to him. Things he never wanted to do, he begins to do. Why? Because there's a foundational battle. There's a foundational confrontation. Today, it is destroyed. Hear me? Do you know, when you look at... Sit down. When you look at some people today, you know they are operating under a spell. They don't behave normal. You see a 40-year-old young man. He sleeps till 10 a.m. Around 11, he wake up in the morning and put on three stick on his mouth like a village headmaster. And you think that's normal? You see a girl that should look good. She's not married and she refuses to dress well. She hides under the guise of scripture. Put on beret on her head like Umbeke. And she's crying and asking God why she's still single. Something is controlling her to scare men away from her. When some people behave, you just know it's not normal. Have you not seen men that stay in the bathroom for 1 hour? Early in the morning, he's taking his bath. He's in the bathroom and he's taking the bath. Honey, more water, please. What are you washing? And you think that kind of person is normal? And he begins to whistle right inside the bathroom. Where Nigeria, we Brazil. And he's there for 1 hour. It's not normal. Something is wrong. There are some men, their wives beg them to work. Look for something doing. He will take his bath, he will comb his hair. Matured man, he will comb his hair, he will rub powder. He will lie down, old remote, he's watching home video. He will sit in the sitting room, he's watching home video. Do I say go and walk? He tell the wife, it's not by work. All these politicians, are they working? I want to be counselor. Oh, you have not seen them? So I'm contesting. They lie down, he's watching, he press remote. He kill him. He die. And the wife is begging him, look for something. Even the children no longer greet him. The kids will wake up, they look at their father sitting in the sitting room. Daddy, are you not going anywhere? He said, no, my son. My son, when you grow up, become like me. What an evil mentor. He says, it's not by strength. And he starts quoting scripture. For by strength shall no man. It's not by power. It's not by mind. But by the spirit. The spirit will only come and manifest when you activate the obedience of the word. What I'm saying, when you see people behave, there are people, you see them operate now. Ask questions about their father. Ask questions. There are some young men that cannot do without women. Ask questions. There are some young ladies, they can't do without a man. Ask questions about their mother. Their mother has children for 4 men. So now they can't stay in one relationship. They can't. No, they can't. They see them say, am I sure that this person, I'm the only one? If I let me have reserve, shine your eye. So she has another, and she thinks she's operating in wisdom. Not knowing Satan has perverted her senses to line up with the mistake that the mother made. Say, am I sure that I'm the only person that is engaged? So let me also have somebody else in case. Be faithful. If he's unfaithful, God will judge him. You don't become unfaithful because a man is unfaithful. You don't become wrong because somebody is wrong. Let me keep quiet. Now, listen, hear me. Have you seen some ladies who are just 25, they look 45? Because of evil hands that have been pressing, they have been touching. Have you seen bread? You seen bread? You know, when you are selling bread, there is a particular bread they use to shade. That's the one they keep on top. People keep coming. Now, today, bread, they drop it. They don't buy that one, no. Do you know they don't buy that one? Now, today, bread, they push it aside. They look for the fresh one. They come again. Now, today, bread, they drop it. And many people touch the bread. A bread that was made today become old. Why? Different. If you don't want them to set you aside, stop that touching. Watch this. Sit down. If you buy a mint, there was a car the Lord gave us and went to the shop, brand new car, nylon tires, factory fitted, leather interior. We say, let's test the car. They say, sorry, you can't test it. So let's drive it. And they say, no, it's brand new. You don't test it. You pay and you carry. So, but when we bought a second-hand car one time, we drove it for like 30 minutes, drove back before paying. That was Tokumba. So anybody they are testing before payment is Tokumba. Yeah, they test it. Say, let me examine fair. Some young guys are even making the mistake. Somebody wants to marry somebody. You can't know how the person is. You have to be careful. You have to check. What are you checking? Many have checked and now they have become checked. They have given them a check of HIV. Many have checked and now they have given them a check of pregnancy. Many have checked and they have given them a check of staphylococcus. Many have checked and they've given them a check of hepatitis. Am I speaking to somebody right now? There are two kinds of STDs. There are sexually transmitted diseases and there are sexually transmitted demons. If you don't get sexually transmitted disease, you may get sexually transmitted demon. There are some men that sleep with you and they scatter your life. There are some girls you mess up and you lose your job. Are you hearing me? Tell someone, check your foundation. When I see people behave now, let me tell you, and this, I started doing this 2 years ago. When I see people behave, I don't talk. I just say, sit down. Tell me about your family. When they start talking, you know the prayer point. It's the same thing that killed my father. And you know. And you are not handling it. By the time you see their life, you understand where their trouble is coming from. Foundation. Am I speaking to someone here? The second thing I discovered about the story of that man, follow me, I'm just laying a prelude. The second thing I discovered about the story of that man, the Bible said the man was carried daily to the gate. A life of continual dependence on people is a life of story. People have to carry him to the gate. Without them, he can't move. Without them, he's demobilized. Without them, he's stagnant. He's on the spot. Am I speaking to someone here? So when you are living a life where you need people to survive, you need people to live, until you struggle, you can't pay your fees. Until you struggle, you can't pay your rent. Until somebody gives you a handout and gives you an assistance and gives you some tips, you cannot survive. It's a life of story. Some pay their rent for this month and they are battling on how they are going to pay again next month. Somebody say, my story must change. Say, my story must change. Any man, hear this. Any man that continually survives you does not respect you. The borrower is a servant. Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 7. The borrower is a servant to the lender. The man was a stationer. He was stationed on a spot. Couldn't move because he depended on people. Psalm 121 and verse 1. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. God can use men, but men are not your source. Am I speaking to somebody? God can use a man, but man is not your source. God is your source.
I will look up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from God, who made the heavens and the earth.
Number three. That man was by the gate. Every day he saw things happen. You know why? Jesus, you study your Bible, that was the gate of Solomon. Even Jesus passed through that gate. That was the particular gate. Jesus healed the man and said, go and wash your face. So that he has heard of the testimonies and the breakthrough that happened in that gate, but he never experienced it. A life of story is a life where you keep seeing it happen. It happens around you, but never happens to you.
Jesus healed somebody by that gate.
That was the gate the disciples sat. They call it Solomon's porch. And the Bible said they sat on that gate and nobody came close because the power of God was strong. The man was there. Nothing happened. The life of stories, a life where the same anointing that has opened the wombs of others, your womb is still closed. And you are wondering what is going on. Some people have brought some people to church. And the people they brought to church have testimonies and they don't have stories. There are people who you know big people in power, you know big people in business, and they don't help you, but you recommend people to them and they help the people. Stories. You see it? It happens around, but never happens to you. Now, hear this. How many of you, this has happened to you before? Sometimes when people are giving testimonies, deep down you are saying, when will this kind of thing happen to me? Have you thought like that before?
When will this kind of breakthrough
happen to me? When? When? I told you about a man who was my friend. Was. Anytime he's in a happy mood, the first 15 people that comes to greet him that day, he gives them 1 million naira each. When he's happy. If he's in a happy mood, you just come. How are you? Say bye. Good morning, sir. Say, hey, how are you? Wait. And he called the secretary. Cash. So he has some close friends who normally call him to check his mood. Just come. Oh, God, good morning. How are you? They say, fine. And they come. Some will come. They will now direct their children. Say, go and greet him. Direct all the family members. 1 million each. And yet there are some people stranded looking for help. And someone else is doling out help. In fact, that's why I even said he was my friend. Any money that's not properly channeled is an abuse to prosperity. There are widows, there are orphans, so you can't be throwing money around.
Now, there are people who are stranded looking for help.
Can I shock you? He has family members who have not gotten 1 naira. This year we had problems. The family members kept hearing, he has given this, he has bought this, he has given that. But they never had a testimony. Some of you have brothers and sisters who are blessed. In fact, you are ashamed to tell people that you know them. At which I was talking here. It says, that person, your brother, you just look, you look for something. He's always busy, so I can't see him. Is that true? Because you don't know how to tell them that he said, I should not come close. Today, you will not only hear and see, it will happen to you.
I say it will happen to you. I say it will happen to you. Lift the one shot. Yes.
If your story must change, number one, you must understand there is a time for everything. Take your seat. There is a time. The Bible says, and Peter and John went up to pray in the hour of prayer at the ninth hour. That was when the man's breakthrough manifested. That was when his explosion was released. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There is a time. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Time and chance happened to them all. Psalm 102 verse 13. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her.
Yeah! The set time. There is a time for everything. Everybody has a time. How do I make my time come closer or manifest now? How many of you want to know? Since everybody has a time, okay, how do I now make my own time come? How many of you want to know? Check what the Bible says. He said, and they went into the temple at the hour of what? So if I want my hour, what should I do? They went at the hour of prayer. So if I want my hour to come, what should I do? Pray. If you want your time to come, pray. Prayer fast forwards your timing. Jesus saw a woman and said to the woman, he said, the woman was crying, the Syrophoenician woman. And Jesus said, no, it's not wise to give the children's bread to dogs. The woman began to kabash.
He said, even the children do eat from the crumbs that fell from the master's table. In other words, even when God says no, by prayer you can say yes.
I wish I said something now. Even when God said no, by prayer you can say yes. Am I speaking to someone? If only a man can pray, he can change events. If only a man can pray, he can change time. There was a time in Joshua chapter 10 that Joshua began to fight the enemies of God. As he was fighting them, the Bible says, and the sky was going black with cloud. It was getting dark in the night. And Joshua said, I know you created the heavens. I know you created the earth. I know, oh God, you fashioned the time that after morning, there will be noon. After noon, there will be night. But I change it. Let the sun stand still. No one must escape. Let the sun stand still. God, forgive me. You created the world. But I take your permission. I change it. I turn evening to morning. The darkness in your life, I turn it to light. The darkness in your life, I turn it to light. Pray.
Sit down. Even if in the witchcraft couple, they have planned that your marriage will be 7 years' time, you can pray and get married in 7 weeks' time. Pray. Pray. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, I'm talking of James 5 verse 16. If he has committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. Pray! Prayer is not an event, it's a lifestyle. Pray. The problem in the church is there are no more prayer people. I know what I'm telling you. There are no more prayer people in the church. People only pray now when they raise a prayer point. There are no more prayer people in the church. I remember when we were coming up in prayer, our pastor had to hide his bell. They used to use bell to stop prayers then. They would ring bell, and my pastor was tired. The more he's ringing bell, the more people are blasting in tongues. He had to drop the bell. They would take one prayer point for 3 hours. But today people pray for 5 minutes, they don't know what else to say. Father Lord, it's my ear. I receive it. Reba baba. In Jesus' name. Who is like unto thee? They are short of words, lack of agenda. But there are people, you know, when I hear somebody say pray for 1 hour, I laugh. There are people that use 1 hour to just charge up themselves, not to pray, just to prepare to pray. They use 1 hour to prepare. So, Father, Lord, I come into your presence as I pray, Lord, today. And they appreciate God for 1 hour, 2 hours. Then they now start praying. I remember a time myself and a brother prayed for 36 hours. 36 hours. We didn't see the sun. Kelo dosho. 36 hours. That day to the next day to the noon. I gathered my pastors then when Omega Family Ministry started. And I took about 5 of them somewhere to pray. And I told them, you're better, if you want to urinate, urinate now. If you know you are going to urinate in 6 hours' time, fast forward it now and do it. Because nobody's coming out of this room. Lock them up. 18 hours. And we are praying.
We have no prayer point, no prayer request. That is genuine prayer. Not praying to demand, praying for fellowship. Pray. When I wake up to pray, I don't spend more than 5 minutes banning the devil. It's too small. Prayer, get to the level, all the powers of darkness around this vicinity. I draw up your blood brand. I close your meeting. Now, go home. Now, go. Pakatoko, Lord, I worship you for my life. Witchcraft has ended. 5 minutes, it has ended. Don't spend time. Oh God, wherever they are sucking blood, in my backyard, in my gates, wherever they are sucking blood, you look like a blood sucker yourself.